The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Deliveroo, you might have seen this story. Charlie Weston had it in the Irish Independent, are offering an eat now, pay later option. But concerns have been raised that this is a type of credit stacking and that customers could very easily run up debt. Josh Crosby, our reporter, has been out asking people what they think of this type of payment model.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good, like, because I'm a student, so I have, like, no money. So so it'd be nice to pay, like, in different segments.
Need to go and get their own food.
What about this idea of consuming something now and then paying later down the line?
Not for me, no. Pay now. Pay for everything now.
No, because I'd forget to pay later, and I would steal from everyone or do it on purpose.
I personally wouldn't do that. I'd rather just pay now rather than split it up, you know, get it over with.
That's stupid. Nobody has money afterwards. Decline.
I don't mind it. I don't mind eating and then paying, but I just don't know how they're going to go about keeping it all intact in terms of people eating and then paying forward for it. So it could be a difficult one to keep track of, but I don't think it's a bad idea.
I'd probably just order it and then forget about it, to be honest.
That sounds good. I mean, like, I'm pretty broke, so, you know, that'll probably help me a lot, you know.
Look, if it works for some people, fine, but it mightn't work in general because people can get behind with stuff because you tend to get stuff delivered if you're kind of feeling a bit chilled, you know, so if you get behind with it, it mightn't work.
All right, those are the views as expressed to Josh Crosby. One listener at 087 1400 106 says, chicken curry and boiled rice 2 years ago in my local, €7.60, now €14.50. No wonder people need loans for their dinner. Anyway, Paul Merriman is with me, the CEO of Fairstone, founder of Ask Paul. Paul, is buy now, pay later worth it for the Chinese takeaway?
Well, in fairness, I don't think it's a good idea, first of all, for the kind of thing for on food. I think in the first instance, we should be trying to protect the consumer, and that first person that was interviewed was a student, and that's what we're really trying to protect, I suppose, from a society point of view, is taking unnecessary debt and maybe getting into payment issues. Now, there's a lot of misinformation out there, Kieran, on this. So first of all, unless your loan facility from someone like Claren is over €500, you do not have to report it on the central credit register. So, you know, Deliveroo are doing €35 plus. So if you take, you know, €100 takeout and you don't pay it back, it's not going to show up on the CCCR. What Claren have said, and the article by Charlie Weston was really good, I thought, because Claren are coming out to say that over $1.3 billion goes on credit cards every year in Ireland for groceries and those kind of perishable goods. So their argument is that if you look at the data of people probably playing Deliveroo and takeaways with their credit card, which is a really high interest, they should be able to give those consumers a facility where they pay zero interest and they pay it back over a smaller interest rather than pay it back over 4 monthly installments. It is, you know, typically interest free until you run into difficulties where you can't pay it, and that's where the problems come for consumers.
If you pay it though, if you meet your repayments, Paul, is it a good value loan?
It is, of course it is. Yeah, compared to a credit card, it is. And if you're looking at the data, they're saying it's $1.3 billion is going on credit cards for the likes of groceries and perishable food. You know, the amount of people that take their credit card out and pay for a takeout is quite high. So that's where they're trying to fit this consumer product in. Personally, I don't like it, but if I was Claren and I'm looking at the figures, I'm saying, right, we have a solution that's technically better than a credit card at 20% interest, right? And if you look at it, only 50% of that credit cards are being paid, are paying the minimum payments. So 50% of that credit card debt a year is causing the consumer 15 to 20% in interest. And therefore, yeah, Claren is actually, technically speaking, on a financial spreadsheet, is a better option. But again, you have to be very careful on the money habits you're getting people to talk about. Like a good few of those people interviewed, like someone saying, no, buy now and never pay later. And if a student is going to use it because they haven't got money now, where are they going to get the money to pay Claren back in, you know, 3 months' time or two months' time? And that's the issue where you get into late fees. And like all these kind of buy now, pay later options, Claren will then bring in, you know, late fees. They cap them, but they're still late fees. And then they'll also send you over to a debt collector agency if you don't pay. So it can get out of control very quickly for a very small amount of money too, which sometimes isn't worth it. I think that's the issue.
So, I mean, look, if people can afford their Chinese takeaway, they should probably be paying for it. So up front, I'm conscious, 100%. It's a small amount of people, but I'm actually conscious as well of people in emergency accommodation and a family in a hotel room and they don't have any cooking facilities and maybe don't of any money. I'd just be very slow to judge anybody who kind of relies on a payment like this. And I know you're not, but I just think it's a point worth making, because the amount of people who text in and say, you know, this is kind of entitlement culture or something, there's a little bit of that, but it's not necessarily everyone. But is the likes of Klarna, like, are they more recommended then when it comes to a big ticket item? You can see them now, you can use them to pay for flights, you can use them to pay for furniture.
Yeah, you can. And in fairness, for argument's sake, where something like a Klarna product is quite, can be, I'm going to be careful with words here, but can be clever, is that, let's say you're being paid a bonus or you're paid a commission and you know you have a higher salary coming in 4 weeks' time or 2 months' time. But a lot of people do that with credit cards too, Kieran. So it's not much different. Like, a lot of people use their credit card and switch their credit card to zero interest credit cards and pay down the debt. So there's a lot of people out there that are very astute financially. I actually call them nearly cute financially. And they will use the likes of Klarna and they will use the likes of credit cards with 0% interest. And they'll keep the money on interest in paying accounts and only take it out when they need to. So there's some really, really clever people out there. The problem is that when you look at the statistics, for the likes of Klarna, especially when you look at a bigger market in the UK that would have more experience than we have here with the consumer in Ireland, you see that it's typically those people that don't have the income in 4 weeks' time or 6 weeks' time, or they don't have the bonuses, and they've little or no income. And they are using it as a emergency for some cases, which is obviously unfortunate, or else some people are just unaware of the implications of buying. Now you can buy, you know, clothes, you can do flights, like I said, you can do anything now practically on the Klarna system. So it's buyer beware. And look, part of a good financial plan is always have the cash and be able to spend your own cash rather than borrowing it, whether it's on Klarna or credit cards or personal debts. I think everybody really knows that, but life gets in the way, you know, and sometimes people will use other different financial products. So I think my overall opinion is it's another financial product. It definitely has a place in society. Is it for everybody? No. And if somebody is going to use something like this, I would personally think you're better off using for those bigger ticket items that you think, you know, when you have cash flow coming your way. Yeah. And I think it is borderline ridiculous doing it for €35 deliveries. To be fair, I do. But as you said, there's people in emergency accommodation and people that are, you know, really need to feed themselves and their kids. And if this is going to help them and they're going to use it, who am I to tell them it's a silly thing to do or to judge them?
Paul, what's your takeaway of choice?
Oh, I'm going to go, it's kind of changed recently. I'm going to stick to the traditional curry. I'll probably go curry more than anything else.
All right, good man. Yeah. Curry.
It depends on what the situation is, or whether it's after a night out on the way home or whether it's actually just a normal Saturday evening. It's always a different one, I tell you.
The night out on the way home, I suppose, is the dirty bag of chips, is it?
Exactly. Yeah,
can't be best. Listen, Paul, good to talk to you as always. Paul Merriman, CEO of Fairstone, founder of Ask Paul.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.